You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Sanjan Noring from the Office of the Medical Director at the AIDS Institute, New York State Department of Health, and was originally posted on May 29, 2012. What makes a good story? Dr. William Smith, the editor of Social Marketing Quarterly, asked about 20 invited participants at a May 18, 2012 workshop entitled Telling Stories to Fight STIs and HIV/AIDS to consider the elements of a good story and then use them to create one. Sponsored by the AIDS Institute of the New York State Department of Health, the Workshop for HIV and STI Service Providers and AI Staff was another in the Institute's series of events to encourage better use of social media and other digital communication tools. Public health uses stories, Dr. Smith said, but most often they're commandment stories based on fear or empathy stories based on emotion. Although these kinds of stories may raise awareness or give advice, they don't offer attractive solutions with positive outcomes that prompt people to take action or change behavior. People take action, he said, because they believe good things will happen if they do, because they perceive the action to be easier than they imagined, or because their friends are doing it, or they think it would be cool. Good stories about desirable behavior have to compete against stories that make undesirable behavior look like fun, so they must be just as compelling and rewarding, or even more so. Dr. Smith made recommendations about finding good stories, interviewing and writing techniques such as vivid, engaging openings or turning points, and elements like surprise and humor. He also suggested shortening stories for social media and especially crafting stories that demonstrate achievable solutions. Public health shouldn't just offer information and behavioral rules and rely on fear to motivate positive change. Stories are powerful, memorable, and can be very persuasive catalysts. And on a personal note from AIDS.gov, we've also used storytelling to influence our audience to get tested for HIV. Our own director, Miguel Gomez, used video podcasting to share his personal experience of the testing process. He did so to encourage others to do the same. As we move closer to National HIV Testing Day on June 27th this month, what is a story you care about? What's worth telling? Join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.